Federal agencies are under a mandate from OMB to reduce the number of data centers. Now, it's not just a matter of moving machines together under one roof. Programs and performance can suffer if it isn't done right. Joining us with perspective on what the job entails is Doug Washburn. He's an analyst specializing in infrastructure issues at Forrester Research. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
All right, let's start with that whole idea. Is this really something only the CIO needs to worry about, or do program managers have to worry about what happens to all the data they rely on?
That is a great question. And first and foremost, yes, it is something that CIOs need to worry about and be concerned about. I also see it not as much of a risk, but also a big opportunity. But absolutely, ultimately, data center infrastructure consolidation, either going from, you know, multiple facilities down to only a few, or going from a very large server population into a smaller but highly virtualized server population, will ultimately affect applications, data, and of course, then the program managers who are responsible for owning those applications. And if you want to still maintain the level of quality and service of your applications on a virtual infrastructure or more consolidated infrastructure, absolutely. This is not something that data center managers and infrastructure professionals can go off and do on their own. In many cases, they need the buy-in and can't embark on these projects without the buy-in from program managers and the application owners themselves.
Do you immediately see savings? Do savings come later? Because everybody is dealing with tight budgets and tightening their belts now.
Right. That is a very good question. And in some cases, you can see immediate savings. So one of those areas that actually is getting a lot of rising attention is power and cooling costs, so electricity costs in the data center to support servers. Now, what we found at Forrester is there is a tremendous amount of servers that are highly underutilized, so only running at about 3% or 6% utilization. So that's very, very low. So if you can identify those servers, in some cases they're not really even doing any real work, computing load, unplugging them, so to speak, decommissioning them, or on a larger scale starting to consolidate, you'll go from, you know, a number of very underutilized servers to a smaller population, and in turn start to see a reduction in your power and cooling costs. Now, over time, absolutely, you will start to see less capital spend because you're not going to have to buy as much new physical hardware. And that then relates to less hardware maintenance fees and those sorts of costs related with it, and also space and real estate. But those are in some cases, I suppose, cost avoidances that come as you start to refresh and you don't have to buy as much new hardware. So there's a bit of combination of what you'll see immediately versus what you'll start to see over time.
So in the immediate term, you see some green savings because, as you say,
absolutely,
there's less electricity needed for fewer machines.
Right, absolutely.
Now, what about startup costs? Say, okay, we all agree we want to do this. What kind of costs are involved in the first wave of consolidation?
Yeah, well, if you go about this in the right way that we've seen, the best practice for more large organizations and enterprises, the first cost you're going to notice is actually time spent on really understanding your environment. There's no reason, there's no conceivable way you can go after a very large data center consolidation project without having a very, strong sense of what assets do you own, where are they, what's the condition of those assets? What is the future state going to look like? What are the targets that we want to set, for example, for virtualization? Or how many data centers would we like to get down to? And conceivably, could we actually do that? Or will we have to buy a new facility? So what we find in the first cost is really people's time and maybe even, potentially hiring consulting services or doing assessments to understand where you are today. From there, though, absolutely, the costs that you will incur with virtualization, but just broader, infrastructure consolidation, in some cases that we've found is, okay, now we're going to go from running a very distributed, for example, population of servers that might be very highly underutilized. You might be buying cheaper servers on an individual basis, but if you want to move to a more consolidated virtualized environment, you might actually have to spend more per server. So you're buying more, processing intensive servers that can do more workloads and support more applications on them. There might be a cost, for example, of building a new data center facility. Let's say you have 10 data center facilities and you want to get down to two or three. Well, maybe it's not conceivable to move the infrastructure from all those facilities you have into an existing one. You might have to build a new facility, which could take time. There's costs allocated to the relocation of data center equipment. So literally, you know, putting servers on trucks and hiring people to move them from one location to another. And then a very large cost that we find that is absolutely necessary is if you do really want to go after large consolidation, as I mentioned, there's new hardware costs that you will have to pay over time. But there's a lot that's going to be focused on training your people, getting them to know and have the skills to run a highly virtualized and more centralized data center environment, and then have the software tools and monitoring tools to really pull that off.
Doug Washburn is an analyst serving infrastructure and operations professionals at Forrester Research. One really brief question, because we are so tight on time, and that is about the redundancy of these systems. If you have everything consolidated in one area, what happens if that area goes down, loses power, or is attacked somehow? Don't you need a second system anyway?
Right, and that's a great question. And one of the top priorities, in fact, the very top priority for infrastructure and operation professionals across, you know, enterprises we've looked at globally, is business continuity and disaster recovery. And what we found is that, you know, absolutely, the intent of consolidation is not to remove redundancy and resiliency. It can actually improve it vastly. Server virtualization is a great example of that, of where, you know, yes, while you might have consolidated your facilities and servers, it's actually going to be cheaper and faster to recover, and also maintain and own a disaster recovery site.